Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Among the challenges facing the MBTA are big shortfalls in its $1.5 billion pension system. Last month, Michael Mulhern, the former chief of the T's retirement fund, announced he'd step down following a tenure marked by controversy over secrecy and poor investment performance, including a $25 million hedge fund loss. Mark T. Williams is among those who says the fund is in crisis. That crisis includes a funding gap that's approaching $1 billion, with less than 60 cents on hand for every dollar needed to meet promised obligations. Mark Williams is a Boston University finance professor who co-authored a report on the fund 1 year ago, and now he has a plan to fix it, and he joins us. And welcome, Mark Williams. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, first of all, how bad is this? In your recent piece in the Boston Globe, you called it a crisis. Describe that crisis in a way that the average person out there listening can understand.
Sure. We're at a point now where the outflow of funds is much greater than the inflow of funds. So the other way of putting it is we think of the pension as a pool of money sitting in a bathtub. The flow out, that is, in the last decade, has been almost $1 billion. So what we're seeing is the flow in, that is, contributions from employees, as well as investment returns have dropped relative to how much the liabilities are needed.
Right. Okay. So a lot more money going out than coming in. And last June, you co-authored a report saying that the pension fund was overstating its financial worth by as much as $470 million. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So explain that. I mean, how did we get there?
Sure. Well, the financial health of the T, really, we can go back to 2000. In 2000, it was a very robust pension plan. It was 120% funded. So what that meant was if we took all the stocks and bonds and we sold them in 2000, we would have actually paid off all the liabilities and we could have gone to the beach. In essence, it was a perfect situation. Where we are today is roughly we have 58 to 60 cents of what we need to pay our future liabilities. But the future liabilities are growing larger and larger because people are living longer and the benefits that have been given are extreme relative to the amount of income that this pension can produce.
Mm. Now, as you know, the pension board hired an independent firm, FTI Consulting, to conduct a financial review. And I'll basically sum up the sort of basic point, and that is they basically denied that this $470 million gap exists.
Right.
What gives you?
Right. It was sort of fascinating. First off, the report itself was very limited in scope. But since our report came out and since their report, what we've seen is that unfunded liabilities having been increased or been pushed to increase by $259 million. Mm. So despite what was said in these 36 pages, the reality is unfunded liabilities grow, and there's an acknowledgement that these unfunded liabilities are there.
All right. So in your opinion piece in the Globe recently, you list five initiatives that you would say that you say would go a long way toward ensuring lasting reform. So let's talk quickly about these. Number one, transfer management to the Mass Pension Reserves Investment Management Board. That's also called Mass Prim, right? And this is the organization that manages the teachers' pension system that has done pretty well, right?
That's correct. It's a very well-run organization, professional, over $60 billion it manages. It's roughly 40 times bigger than the MBTA pension. And I'd say much more sophisticated, very transparent. Reporting is very strong. Corporate governance is strong. It's a no-brainer to do.
No-brainer. All right. Number two, T employees should take on more of a funding burden here. And I guess one of the problems that I want to ask you about is, if these numbers are right, 5,800 people are working versus 6,500 retired and receiving benefits, right? So this would address that inequity, that imbalance.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that point out because most pensions, roughly 60% of the contributors are workers and roughly 40% represent those that are actually getting benefits.
Yeah.
With the T, it's the opposite. So meaning that the retirees are pulling more money out than actually are being put in by those that are working. It's lopsided.
Right. Okay. Number three, rescind the private trust designation and require transparency. So can you explain a little bit to folks, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but what's the significance of the fact that the pension is designated as a private trust?
Sure. The private trust itself was set up, the designation, in 1948. And what that means is that the pension does not have to meet the standards of ethics and governance that public pensions such as the Mass Prem has to meet. And as a result, that privacy allows it to do things that possibly would not be done in the light of sun.
Right. But didn't Governor Baker sign a bill to make the pension plan subject to public records laws? Doesn't that help solve that problem?
Yes. What's happened, which is very interesting, in March, the state Supreme Court also had a ruling and said that the MBTA pension must provide public notice, that is, of meeting minutes, so we can review these things. So I think sunlight, the door, the crack is opened with the work that the governor is doing, but also with the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah. All right. So number four, reduce holdings in private equity, real estate, and hedge funds, right? And is the idea there just to reduce the volatility of the fund?
Right. So the fund itself is made up of stocks and bonds, and then it has real estate and other investments. The problem with the MBTA pension is the fact these other investments, roughly $450 million, have been managed very poorly. So over the last decade, they've stumbled over and had very poor returns. So we've had a lost decade of returns. So in essence, if they can't make money with that asset class, they should get out of it or hire someone like Mass Prem that can do a better job.
What do we know about the return that they've gotten actually in the last decade or two?
Right. So the return itself, Mass Prem itself has had very strong returns.
Right.
Over the last 25 years, it's been almost 10%.
But I'm talking, and compared to the pension fund?
Right. So compared to where we are with the Massachusetts, the T pension, last year, the returns were less than 1%. This year, the returns themselves still look like they'll be under 1%. Returns in 2014 were actually under 5%. Now, this is significant. For every 1% that they're underperforming, that costs $15 million. So that loss, that gap has to be made up, and 75% of that gap has been made up by taxpayers. So this is the problem. Taxpayers are paying $84 million a year to fund this gap because investment performance has been so weak.
We asked the MBTA Pension Fund for a response to your piece, and this is part of the statement that we got back. That is a matter between the two parties of the collective bargaining agreement. The MBTA and the Carmen's Union Local 589, the retirement fund, has no comment. So they say this is a matter between two parties. I think you began to answer this next question I want to ask, but why should the broader public care about this? I mean, what's at stake?
Well, what's at stake is that this pension itself is lopsided. In essence, what's being paid out is more than what's being brought in. So as a result, there's a reduction in the value of efficiency. So this pension itself has to be stabilized, like a patient that's sick. You know, stabilize the patient first, move it to Mass Prem. Second, get the investment returns up so this tub can stand on its own feet, so we can support the retirement benefits that are being promised.
What would be, and this is the last question, but what would be a reasonable rate of return for these retirement benefits for this fund to essentially be considered healthy?
Right, so 6.5% return. The estimates that the T pension have put right now is they need a return of 7.75. We know just to break even, they need over 6%. The last 3 years, they've been sub 3%.
All right. So some work to do there. Mark Williams teaches finance and risk management at Boston University. He's also a former bank examiner for the Federal Reserve Bank. You can find a link to his piece on how to save the MBTA's pension fund at radioboston.org. Mark Williams, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more to come. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.